Belgium, Albania, Australia, Austria, Netherlands, Estonia, Ireland and Japan. In relation to the protection of journalists, a new unified methodology was developed by the police force in 2023, which includes the procedures of several components of the police force in proceedings on a criminal complaint filed by a journalist for the exercise of his profession. One possible measure in the case of dangerous threats is also the provision of temporary personal protection. Since September 2023, the police force has been cooperating with a non-governmental organization, Jan Kuciak Investigative Center, which draws attention to shortcomings in proceedings on criminal complaints of journalists for the exercise of their profession. This record of deficiencies will be in the future a tool for evaluating and adopting measures within the framework of the current legislation to ensure effective proceedings in the cases identified in the alerts, that is to remedy the identified deficiencies. The Slovak Culture and Creative Industry Strategy 2030, which was approved by the Slovak government in June 2023, also includes a commitment to increase the protection and safety of journalists. The cooperation between the relevant ministries will also continue in the preparation of the guidelines regarding the police procedure in attacks on journalists and the determination of the mechanism for monitoring attacks on journalists. These tasks are included in the strategy of prevention of criminal and other antisocial activities in the Slovak Republic until 2028. On October 16, 2023, the Minister of Culture established a platform for press freedom and protection of journalists. The platform was established in accordance with the government resolution of the 27th September 2023 on the Open Government Initiative Action Plan for 2024-2026. The aim of the platform is to coordinate the implementation of obligations resulting from international and national initiatives to support press freedom and the protection of journalists. The platform is also a national coordinating committee within the Council of Europe's campaign for the safety of journalists. The police perform tasks not only in the area of repression and suppression of criminal activity, but also prevention of an active search for illegal activity online. In this context, it monitors social networks and the internet, focusing also on threats and actions aimed at possible danger to journalists, not only for performing their jobs. The answer to the questions of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Spain and Germany. Slovakia supports the adoption of the European Media Freedom Act, advocates for the protection of journalists through the Council of Europe Campaign for the Safety of Journalists, the Media Freedom Coalition Platform, or through the Summit for Democracy, and cooperates with the Ministry of Justice in the field of strategic lawsuits against public participation, hereinafter referred to as SLAPP, Ministry of Culture committed to the task of developing a strategic plan for the implementation of the Council of Europe's recommendation on SLAPPs, and appointed a national coordinator for the Council of Europe campaign for the safety of journalists. The current Slovak legislation in the field of media ensures, in accordance with the European standards, the independence of media, including the independence of the public broadcaster, pluralism, the performance of the journalistic profession is not conditional on the official recognition by state authorities. The restriction of freedom of press is permitted only in accordance with the law in the Article 10 of the ECHR and also guarantees the protection of the source and content of information. On August 1, 2022, the Act on Media Services and Act on Publications enter into force. The guarantee of media freedom is translated directly into the provisions of the laws in question. The answer to the question of Sweden and Spain. The draft law on Slovak television and radio and on amendment of some laws, which was approved by the government of the Slovak Republic at its meeting on April 24, 2024, was submitted to the parliament and it is expected that the parliament will start dealing with the submitted draft law in the coming weeks. As part of the interdepartmental comment procedure on the said draft law, several comments were made through which doubts were expressed about the independence of the public broadcaster in the case of statutory anchoring of the program board, also in the case if the public broadcaster is financed, in addition to the claimable contribution, which is 0.12% of GDP, also through a so-called contract with the state, and if the legal reasons for dismissing the general director are not exhaustively defined in advance. The proponent of the law, which is asked the Ministry of Culture, accepted all the above-mentioned reservations of the fundamental nature and incorporated them into draft law. Thank you for your attention.
Madam Vice President, Excellencies, as the representative of Ministry of Labour, Social Affairs and Family, I would like to touch upon